Gospel Contemplation for the 19th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Today's scripture is from the 14th chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew. Music is Arrival of the Geese by Chad Crouch in the public domain. If you're unfamiliar with Ignatian contemplation, you can find an introduction on the contemplation webpage. I invite you to quiet your body and mind. Choose a position where you can be relaxed but alert. Breathe deeply several times and let your body relax. Breathe out any worries or stressful thoughts and put them in God's hands. Become aware of God's presence here with you now, looking at you with love. And for this prayer period, ask God for the grace to encounter Jesus in a new way. After he had fed the people, Jesus made the disciples get into a boat and precede him to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. After doing so, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When it was evening, he was there alone. Meanwhile, the boat, already a few miles offshore, was being tossed about by the waves, for the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, he came toward them walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified. "It is a ghost," they said, and they cried out in fear. At once Jesus spoke to them, "Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid." Peter said to him in reply, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." Peter got out of the boat and began to walk on the water toward Jesus. But when he saw how strong the wind was, he became frightened and began to sink. He cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus stretched out his hand and caught Peter and said to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" After they got into the boat, the wind died down. Those who were in the boat did him homage, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." After he had fed the people, Jesus made the disciples get into a boat and precede him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowds. After doing so, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When it was evening, he was there alone. Meanwhile, the boat, already a few miles offshore, was being tossed about by the waves, for the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, he came toward them walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified. "It is a ghost," they said, and they cried out in fear. At once Jesus spoke to them, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter said to him in reply, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." Peter got out of the boat and began to walk on the water toward Jesus. But when he saw how strong the wind was, he became frightened. And, beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught Peter and said to him, "O you of little faith, Why did you doubt? After they got into the boat, the wind died down. Those who were in the boat did him homage, saying, Truly, you are the Son of God. If you prayed with last week's guided contemplation, pick up where you left off, with that same Sea of Galilee, that same shoreline. If not, imagine this grand body of water in the Holy Land. If you've never seen it yourself, it doesn't matter. Whatever it looks like in your imagination is fine. See the water, the shoreline. Hear the crowd that is still present. The birds circling overhead. Feel the breeze off the water. It is late in the day. See and feel yourself there among the disciples. The disciples have finished feeding the multitude with the loaves and fishes that Jesus blessed. You can see that he is tired and grieving for his cousin John, who has been executed. He insists that you all get in the boat to cross to the other side, while he finally sends the crowd home and takes some time to pray alone. And so you go into the boat. Do you look back at Jesus as he walks off alone? What do you wonder about him? Crossing in the boat, the wind is against you and the waves are choppy. What is it like for you in the boat? It's a long night, and near dawn you see something out on the water. It's coming toward you. This is strange and upsetting. As it draws closer, it starts to look like a person walking on the water. Closer still, the person calls out, Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid. It can only be Jesus. What does the realization mean for you? How does it affect you? Peter asks Jesus to call him to himself, and Jesus does. Watch as Peter gets out of the boat and goes to him, but falters. And Jesus, reaching out a hand to him, asks, "Why did you doubt?" And you, there in the boat, what is happening with you right now? Do you too wish Jesus to call you to him? Or do you wish to reflect on what has happened with Peter? Or something else? Let the moment develop as you feel led. As Jesus returns to the boat, the disciples do him homage as the Son of God. They have finally rightly recognized him. And you? Do you see anything new in Jesus? Take some time to talk with Jesus, now that he's in the boat, about what you have felt and experienced. Talk with him as a friend, sharing and listening. And when you're ready, close with a favorite prayer.